Many Marshallese move to the U.S. to get specialized care they can't get at home, for example, treatment for cancers or other illnesses related to nuclear fallout. Marshallese people can buy private insurance through Washington's Health Exchange, but many can't afford it. They used to be eligible for Medicaid, the subsidized health care program for the poor, but the mid-1990s federal welfare reform law changed that. And now advocates for the Marshallese say that for many, primary care is often not rendered in a family doctor's office, but in a hospital emergency room.
Substitute Senate Bill 5683. The clerk will read.
An act relating to health care for Pacific Islanders.
Last line.
On Wednesday, the Washington House considered a bill that would restore their access to that subsidized care. It would have the state provide financial help for low-income Marshallese so they could afford their medical insurance premiums. Spokane Democrat Marcus Riccelli, one of the co-sponsors of the bill, argued there's a moral obligation to help the Marshallese.
We did human testing on these individuals with Project 4.1. We took healthy teeth out of folks to study the impact of radiation. We took their blood out of their bodies, mixed it with radiation, and injected it back to them. So yes, while this is a federal government responsibility, they're coming up short, and we need to do the right thing to provide health care for these folks.
Seattle Democrat Sharon Santos argued that beyond the moral question, there's also a public health benefit.
Our interests are involved here as well. We know that when families and parents don't have health care benefits for themselves, then they don't think to bring their children also to a doctor's. And that puts our children at risk, as we saw in Spokane just a year ago with a mumps outbreak.
Opponents such as Colfax Republican Joe Schmick say the responsibility is not the state's. Schmick says though he feels for the Marshallese, he says the bill is too broad. At a time when many Washingtonians are struggling to pay their health care bills, he says this is too generous.
We also, in this bill, we're going to pay for the out-of-pocket costs and co-pays for those people who are purchasing on the exchange. So we're going to pick up the Medicaid, and we're going to pick up the out-of-pocket costs and co-pays. Just so we're all clear what we're voting on. For those reasons, I'll be asking for a no vote.
Schmick proposed an amendment that would require Marshallese residents to have lived here 5 consecutive years in order to qualify for subsidized care. That failed. And then it was time for the vote on the bill.
The Speaker's about to lock the roll call machine. The Speaker has locked the roll call machine. The clerk will take the record.
Mr. Speaker, there are 57 yeas, 41 nays, 0 excused.
Having received the constitutional majority, Substitute Senate Bill 5683, as amended by the House, is declared passed.
Because the bill was amended, it may need to go back to the Senate, which has already approved the bill, for one final vote. If it receives that approval, it would go to the governor for his consideration. TVW provided sound for this story. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.